Whammo on Kiwi FM.
Well, let's get an update of what's been happening around Wellington and in political circles. We do it this morning with Kevin Liss from scoop.co.nz. G'day there, Kevin.
No, I'm a bit tired there, Whammo. It's hard work spending all night trawling the massage parlours of town looking for politicians.
Looking for dirt.
How long a week is? Last time we were chatting, there was none of this sort of filth.
No.
And now it's a shower of it.
I feel all mucky. I feel covered in it. And isn't this one of the most extraordinary weeks that you can remember since being at Scoop?
It pretty much is. I mean, I'm just spending all day at the moment actually looking around on blogs for... I mean, there's just muck out there, but I'm feeling slightly cleansed. Yeah. Slightly cleansed. Do you know why, Whammo?
Why is that?
Because some... I don't know where it's come from, but some audio's appeared at Scoop headquarters.
Oh.
I've just been having a listen, and as a single man, I think this audio could actually help me out.
Really?
It's love advice from what appears to be the leader of the opposition, Her Majesty's opposition, Dr. Don Brash.
Giving love advice. You're kidding me.
No, I think you may know a little more about this than you think. I've heard the word whammo was in the audio.
Was it just?
Evidently, it was on a website last year, and obviously a few people have saved it.
I don't remember being there with Don.
No, it seems to be. It's a mashed up audio, but what's on it is... Dr. Brash is... Someone seems to be falling in love on the internet. It seems to be questions coming to Dr. Brash.
Mm.
And he sort of says, you know, like, if someone's falling in love on the internet, perhaps, you know, you need to talk about these things.
So he's giving
good advice.
Giving straightforward advice for people who have love issues, love trouble.
And Dr. Brash has taken a beauty queen out, blonde hair. That didn't say which year, who knows. But the conversation wasn't so good, evidently.
Oh.
You know, so initially, you know, attracted to someone, but if the conversation's not good, it's not going to work.
I do hear that Don Brash, he requires an able mind.
No, I can understand that. But the thing that is, you know, like, I was listening to this thinking, this is good stuff. This is endearing stuff.
So do you think he's got a career after politics, maybe?
Well, I certainly think he's got a career in broadcasting. It's a lot better. I think his advice would have been a lot better than Paul Holmes' advice.
I could see Don Brash in the future on Radio Pacific or something, you know, doing a little one-hour session on love advice. You know, people ring up and with their quandaries, you know.
Well, just general advice. I mean, save money. Don't buy new socks. Wash them in the hand basin. That was another one.
That kind of stuff.
And, of course, the recipes. Corned beef and peace.
Yes.
Enough silly shenanigans, although this is actually real. What I'm talking about is Don Brash has actually given love advice to the citizens of Canterbury, and I feel a little bit cheated.
So if you want...
I mean, my relationship, whatever, you know, however many I've had, they could still be going if I'd had this sort of advice from
just,
a guru.
If you just heard from Don. So if you head along to scoop.co.nz and you can check that out.
We can indeed. And the reason I actually wanted to bring that up is because it looks as if this love advice was canned by one of Don Brash's advisors, or that's a rumour that's doing the traps, and this advisor was actually in New Zealand a couple of weeks ago, I've heard.
Ah, now you're talking about
The young Turk of the new right. If there is ever a grand right-wing conspiracy, I dare say Brian Sinclair will be a card-carrying member of it.
Now what's the background behind Brian Sinclair? Where did he come from?
Well, no one really knew about him until the Sunday Star Times last year seemed to get hold of some emails he'd sent to Don Brash, and one of these was on the policy that National should, you know, take for the election.
Mm.
And Mr. Sinclair said, you need to be sloppy, soft and wet, i.e. open up the checkbook as excruciating as this will feel. There is a large government surplus, and the real result will be determined by who the public thinks is best to spend it.
Mm.
Soft centre voters are inherently self-interested and will vote according to what they can get out of you. Election-winning behaviour requires you to slosh those funds around and buy your way to the Treasury benches.
Wow. That's
good advice, really, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it almost worked. It almost worked for the election. So he was some kind of strategist for the National Party.
It's interesting. He's got his own Wikipedia page, and one should never, you know, like, believe everything one reads on Wikipedia, but according to it, he was a student choice president of Waikato,
yes.
Which in student choices don't pay any money. We'll sit outside your stinky cafes. We'll go down to the dairy.
Mm.
We don't need your student unions. So, you know, people that understand the world of the student unions understand where I'm coming from. And Brian Sinclair led that. Then he had a what looks to be a successful career in advertising in Auckland after that, and then tootled his way down to assist Don Brash with advice. He's headed off to Australia now and is working as a consultant. Yet again, I'm saying this is Wikipedia, not God's honest truth, for Ian Cortlang, who was John Howard's advisor.
Right.
And Mr. Cortlang, I think, had something to do with John Howard getting into power with the old refugees over the side of the boat trick.
I see. That's interesting. So he's been back in the country, you say, though?
He was back in the country, evidently, just prior to this whole news breaking. That this is after National thought that the news was going to break, or Don thought the news was going to break. And the interesting thing is, why he wouldn't go to his own advisors, why he'd go for this sort of special advisor, Brian Sinclair.
Now, I wish I had the details in front of me, but I did read in a newspaper column, and I can't remember whose it was, but they were saying that when Don knew that this was about to break, this alleged affair, he called on Brian Sinclair for some advice.
Actually, I've got breaking news. Someone says that Brian Sinclair is here to stay in New Zealand.
Ah.
And why wouldn't you? Because Aussie, they've got terrible labour laws over there.
It was an interesting thing. I used to chat regularly with Don Brash when I was down in Christchurch. And Brian Sinclair came for a visit one day with Don. And we all sat around together. And then the next week, Don Brash would no longer appear on the show.
That is a shame. So maybe he does more than just put out the deck chairs, or not the chairs, not deck chairs, not that relaxed in the National Party, the chairs and cups of tea, because after Brian Sinclair's emails came out, it was a bit embarrassing for National, and Gerry Brownlee went in to fight that those fires caused and pointed out that really all he did was make Don a cup of tea and put out a chair. I guess you might have, Don probably needed that a week or so ago. He needed a good stiff cup of tea and a nice sit down, probably.
Neck and shoulder massage as well. Hey, I saw something else interesting on the front page of Scoop today, a parody on Ian Wishart's blogs.
Oh, yes, that is our resident Scoop satirist, Lyndon Hood. He's very, very popular with the readers as Mr. Hood.
So
and he makes a good cup of coffee, much like Brian Sinclair makes a good cup of tea.
IanWiseArse.blogspot.com. Very funny.
Well, I tell you what's even funnier is I did print it off. Oh, my goodness, I did print it off. Ian Wishart himself has a blog. Have you been there?
No, I haven't.
Oh, this is fantastic. You really must go there. It's called The Briefing Room.
Yes.
I haven't actually got the address on me at the moment.
I'll
but
Google
you know, Google around, find Ian Wishart's blog, because why I say that is because he seems a bit annoyed at the Sunday Star Times and the fact that, you know, other media are like going, Ian Wishart, he's a scum sucker. He's crawling around in the sewer type thing. And what he's actually done is he put up a series of emails from Donna Chisholm of the Sunday Star Times. Remember, this is the paper whose editor goes, we're a credible paper. Credibility is the most important thing to us.
Yes. Thebriefingroom.com, by the way.
Oh, good. There we go. Briefingroom.com. Anyway, he's put up Donna's replies to him where she's talking about, you know, like he's trying to investigate Peter Davis and all sorts of shenanigans. And Donna evidently goes, we'll be keen to see it. Any comment on the gossip that you've got wealthy backers in a war chest, et cetera, et cetera. And then at the end of it, she's Donna's final message to me was, well, if you do stack it up, it will be a real coup.
Ooh.
So there we go, being friendly with Ian. So they're nice to him in emails, and then they're mean.
He hasn't blogged since August the 4th, and the last blog was because of a sustained...
Oh, no, you've got the wrong address. Look, I'm going to give you the right address.
No, this says Investigate Magazine's articles online. It says that because of a sustained spam attack, comments have been disabled for a few days until things settle down.
No, there's two, though. I'm sure I had it earlier. I had it earlier today.
He's probably got a secret one now, though, so he doesn't get spammed.
Oh, what a tragedy for your listeners, your net-savvy listeners out there.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's poised at the keyboard.
Yeah, the one other thing, I do have to throw a brick bat.
Yes?
I'm going to throw a brick bat to the PM. PM is hauling poor Trevor Mallard. You know, like his daughter's just won the Rugby World Cup, and he's coming back to be told he's deplorable. Now, what I want to know is why it takes a week and a half to tell Trevor Mallard he's deplorable.
It's a bit rough. Though, about this...
I thought she was chuckling when he was saying it initially.
It was this time last week, before all the scandals came out, she said to one reporter, she said, about the taser guns, I wouldn't mind getting a hold of one myself and giving Trevor Mallard a taser.
There was still a couple of days later, I guess, you know. I just think... Trevor, come on. There he is. He's doing it for Labour or something, or a laugh. In Trevor's defence, there's a lot of other politicians, there's a lot of other sort of jives like that go around. the debating chamber, that don't get picked up by the media, and people, you know, so people don't get hauled over the coals for being deplorable.
I think you've got to wonder, though. I think it's a public chastising, but maybe a private pat on the back.
Yeah, I don't know. I think probably less than deplorable, probably unwise.
Yeah. Settle down.
I mean, you wouldn't want a minister running around being deplorable, would you?
No, I don't think I would.
Right, hopefully we can get back to some decent policy and stuff next week. What's your big story of the day there, Whammo?
Policy. Well, actually, just after 11 o'clock...
Dr. Brashoff's love advice is my pick.
Yeah. That is a big one for today. Although, I'm going to dig into some Swedish politics just after 11. I'm going to speaking to Mr. Savant from No Right Turn. About maybe some exclusive brethren involvement.
Oh yeah, they're in Sweden, and they're also they're in Australia as well. There was a breaking report on the Melbourne Age about them trying to, because Australia's got those state elections, not just the general elections, and kicking in a lot of money there.
I just want to know what the big plan is. That's all.
I don't know.
They can do what they like. I just want to know what the plan is.
Good. Well, hopefully Mr. No Right Turn, the mysterious No Right Turn, can inform you there. I'll be listening.
Thank you, Mr. Kevin List.
Thank you.
Catch up. That's Kevin List from scoop.co.nz. Recommend heading along there and checking out Don Brash's love advice as well.